Support for the Source Podcast comes from UT Health San Antonio, South Texas' largest academic research institution, where what is discovered in its labs translates into life-changing patient care. More at groundbreakingresearch.org.
Live from the John L. Santico studio in downtown San Antonio, this is The Source from Texas Public Radio. I'm David Martin Davies. Lisa Phillips is a former international fashion model with Ford Models, and today she is working in the fashion industry as a model scout for a top international agency. But along the way, she suffered sexual abuse from Jeffrey Epstein, the infamous human trafficker. Phillips is now launching a new podcast, From Now On, where she shares stories of empowerment and rising above abuse as part of her mission to create a more compassionate entertainment industry. And Lisa Phillips, welcome to The Source.
Thank you so much, David. I'm so happy to be here.
Well, we're so happy you're able to talk to us today. I want to make sure that we frame this properly. I want to see you first as a fashion expert, person who's worked in the industry and a person who's trying to shape the industry into something more positive, and to see your experience with Jeffrey Epstein and Epstein Island, just as part of that. That is not who you are, but you did do that. So so I do want to talk to you about that today, but and keep that foremost in my mind, who you are. You are a fashion expert, someone who's well respected in the industry, who had that experience. And it seemed like, you know, as we have covered and the world has come to know all the horrific things of Jeffrey Epstein, it seems like we've missed some of the most important lessons about him and what happened, seeing that these things do happen, but we're not really providing the support for the people who suffer at these hands. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Where is the support for the actual victims? You know, when you speak out, most of the time they're shamed, you know, so it creates this, like, it creates this feeling where you don't want to speak out. And so, you know, in 2020, I started speaking out, but it was like about what happened to my friends, because I didn't have the courage to start telling my own story, because I didn't really understand it. You know, Jeffrey Epstein was a very powerful man. And in a lot of ways, people understand him as, you know, a pedophile abusing young girls in Florida, but they don't understand that he was a very prominent and powerful person in New York, where tons of models, actresses, ambitious young women knew him. And I mean, there was hundreds of them that are scared to come forward and talk about him, because it's confusing, because he actually helped a lot of them, myself included. And it wasn't until, you know, everyone started coming forward that you start to realize, oh my goodness, like, the people he was introducing us to, you know, like people introduce you to other people in the business, we're thinking that it's because we're friends, or that he's a mentor, or that that's just what people do. But then you realize so many other women also have been sent to the same actors or producers or politicians. And then you start to realize that we were also abused in the same way that underage girls were. So it's quite scary to come to that realization.
And it takes, you're brave. You're brave for coming out. You don't have to come out. You don't have to talk about this.
I don't have to.
I think people, even if it's not Jeffrey Epstein, because we know 90% of people who suffer sexual abuse, it's done by someone that they know, likely maybe someone in their family. And this happens not just in the international modeling industry, but it happens all around us.
Right. And it is kind of, in a way, somebody you know, you like them, you trust them. So so from my podcast, the survivors are talking about serial predators. So like Weinstein, Epstein, Cosby, you know, Larry Nassar. So it's sports and entertainment. These are predators that they did know, we trusted. You saw them on TV, you know, America's Dad, Cosby, right? Weinstein, powerful man in Hollywood. Like, people knew him, trust him. You don't think that they're out to abuse you. So the naivety of just like, yeah, you're going for an audition. You're just going for your coach, for, you know, your gymnast. You're going to see your coach for treatments. You're not thinking that these people are going to abuse you because everybody loves them and they're so charming. So it's a confusion that also happens to you when you're going through it. You don't even want to believe it. And they also convince you that they're not abusing you because they're so good at grooming and manipulating you. So that's kind of what my podcast is really about, is just bringing the awareness. Because when victims speak out, we're often shamed. That's the first thing, victim shaming. People just want to attack you, especially, you know, the trolls online. And it's scary.
Yeah.
So, but now we're like, that's why it's called From Now On, because we are not standing down anymore. We are speaking out. We are brave. And from now on, we're not silenced anymore.
How did you come to meet Jeffrey Epstein?
So I was a fashion model in New York. It's what I always wanted to do. I set off to do this at 16 years old. I grew up in Belgium. Well, my high school years were in Belgium. And then I worked in Europe. And I just always wanted to be a Ford model. So I was working my way up in New York. And I booked this really great job for a cover of a magazine and an editorial spread. So it was a big deal. It was for a British magazine. So I flew with another model and the whole team to the British West Indies, an island called Tortola. And that's near St. Thomas. And so we had an extra a day to do whatever we wanted to do. And the model that I was with, this beautiful Polish model, was like, well, I have a friend that owns an island nearby. And so I was just like, okay. And I just trusted her. So a boat came for us and we went over to an island. And when I got there, I realized it was, you know, Little St. James. Jeffrey likes to call it Little St. Jeff's. Lolita Island. So here I am at this island and we're like frolicking in the pool and just having a good time. And, you know, I noticed that there were some young blonde girls there with an older gentleman, but, you know, I was in the modeling business for a while and kind of saw that stuff all the time. So it wasn't a big deal. And then we had dinner and that's where I met Jeffrey. He walked up to me and introduced himself and said, I'm Jeffrey, kissed me on the cheek, sat down and, you know, had dinner with him.
How did he strike you?
Very charming, very, very intelligent. The type of intelligence you don't often see with men. And also just hones right into you, wants to get to know who you are, everything about you, the type of questions that most men don't ask women. Makes you feel really safe right off the bat, special, you know, says all the right things. It was actually... I remember just feeling good and safe around him.
We're going to continue this conversation talking with Lisa Phillips, a former international fashion model. She's now a model scout for a top global agency, but she has a story to tell about Jeffrey Epstein, the infamous human trafficker. And also she's encouraging anyone who has suffered at the hand of a sex abuser to seek help. Help is out there, but the first thing you got to do is you got to ask for it. Her podcast is called From Now On. We're going to continue our conversation. If you got a question or a comment, 833-877-8255, 833-TPR-TALK. The source continues right after this 1 minute break.
Support for TPR comes from Jingu House in the Japanese Tea Garden, featuring Asian cuisine with a San Antonio twist. Open for lunch 7 days a week. View the menu at jinguhousesatx.com.
This is The Source on Texas Public Radio. I'm David Martin Davies. We're having a conversation with Lisa Phillips, former fashion model, current model scout at Select Models Los Angeles. She is an abuse survivor of Jeffrey Epstein. She has a unique perspective on what is happening in the world in regards to sex abuse and surviving and then thriving afterwards, finding the healing, finding triumph over trauma. She has a podcast from now on where she shares stories of empowerment and rising above abuse. If you have a question or a comment, please give us a call, 833-877-8255, 833-TPR-TALK. Lisa, when you met Jeffrey Epstein, was anyone telling you, were there any warning signs that don't get close to this guy?
No, that's the thing. That's what he was so good at. The other young woman that was with me, I mean, she was 21, maybe 22. She was saying, oh, Jeffrey's amazing. He's great. You know, he's done so much for me. He got me my visa to live in the U.S. You know, so everyone always spoke about him in the highest regard. So, no, I was there with other young girls. And so at the moment, I didn't really think anything of it. I mean, obviously, it's odd that young girls are there with an older man. But like I said, in the fashion business, even owners of my model agency would set up dinners that were very similar. So it didn't really seem out of place to me.
And he was able to help you with your career?
Later on that evening, I was abused by Jeffrey. So It was after he had, you know, spent some time grooming me a little bit to trust him. So months went by where his people were calling me and wanting me to meet with them, saying, Jeffrey loves you. He loved meeting with you. And I was scared to death of him. So I didn't go anywhere near him for months and months. But then one day he did call me. It was like 4 months after. And he said, Lisa, I remember on the island that you said you wanted to be a Ford model. Well, I'm good friends with the owner. And I talked to her about you and she'd like to meet you. And so it was there, you know, he was just too good. He knew exactly what my big life dream was at the time. And he made it happen for me. So that's how he got me into his orbit. And so I went right over to Ford Models and signed with them that same day.
You write about that you had a complicated relationship with Jeffrey Epstein, even though he was your abuser. He was had a way of getting close to you and forming a bond and a rapport. And when a person is abused, you have all these self-doubts. Did I do something to invite this, even though it's wrong? It's just, we just do that. And suddenly now you're back in the orbit. And where was this going? Like, how close did you get with him? Wasn't it clear that he was doing this to others?
No, it wasn't clear. I mean, sometimes people would bring up, you know, Jeffrey liked these creepy massages, but nobody really talked about it. I think he was just so deep in with so many prominent people in New York, and he would invite you to like charity events and Broadway shows and, you know, important concerts, just fun things that, you know, you went with a group of friends and he wasn't like a Playboy type guy hanging out with you. He just invited you to things. Little did we know we were there probably as the prey for others. But at the time we just thought, oh, we're going to really fun, exciting events. So sometimes he would have dinner parties and those were kind of weird because there were always younger girls and they were all older men.
And when you say younger, do you mean like under 18?
No, never under 18. Okay. Never. In those years in the New York, girls were always like 18 to 24. So younger girls, but we never knew anything about, and I don't think many people knew anything about what him and Ghislaine were doing in Florida with the underage girls. And I think that's what most people focus on with Jeffrey, but there was a lot of abused girls that were 18 to 24 that I know personally, myself included, you know, that were in this orbit of him doing so many things. I mean, he put friends of that I know through college, got them visas to live here, got their husband, you know, introduced them to their husbands they're still with today, you know, got them jobs, big jobs on TVs and, you know, TV and film introductions to directors and things like that. So he made a lot of things happen.
But the price.
With a price. And then you don't really realize what the price is when you're going through it because you're so manipulated in a way that you think he's like a mentor, you know, or he's doing things to help you. And Yeah, it's super confusing until you realize, you know, 15 years later, you meet with a bunch of women who had the same exact abuse and also were sent to this, a lot of the similar same men, powerful men in politics and in the arts. And that's when it becomes really scary to you. You know, like I interviewed Jordan Weber, like the gymnast, the same thing. A lot of them didn't really know the massages that the coach was doing to them, you know, were inappropriate until later on. I mean, they always knew something was wrong, but he said they were treatments, right, for their injuries. And then it wasn't until they spoke with all the other hundreds of survivors that they realized they were being sexually assaulted since they were 6 or 7 years old. So it's the same with Jeffrey. Like, we didn't know until it's like, oh my gosh, you were, the same exact thing was happening to you. And you met this same person and this same person. And then, you know, the shame, and it's a disgusting feeling, right? That's on top of the shame you probably already have from what went on back then.
Let's go to a caller. Let's go to a caller. Frank, the number is 833-877-8255. And Frank, you're on the air.
Looking back, would you suspect that Jeffrey was a front for some large organizations or corporations and such, looking for bait for honey traps, and, you know, so they can video record y'all and influence people?
All right, Frank, thank you for that call. So there's a lot of conspiracy theories, people, and there's some evidence that shows that Jeffrey Epstein was recording these sexual encounters that people had and then blackmailed them. Did you know anything about that?
Absolutely. Jeffrey recorded everything. There were cameras everywhere. And I had asked him the last time that I saw him why he did that. And he said, it's good to have things on people. So, you know, he knew what he was doing was wrong, but the caller is absolutely right. It wasn't just for Jeffrey. It was many co-conspirators. It was a web of men that were, I mean, they're still not held accountable right now. It wasn't just Jeffrey. It wasn't just Ghislaine. There was many other men that these women were groomed for these men and sent out to them. So yeah, there was a lot of trafficking.
Well, there's a lot of people wondering about Jeffrey Epstein's death. The official ruling from the coroner is that it was a suicide while he was in confinement, incarceration. What are your thoughts?
No way. There's no way he would have committed suicide, because I feel like Jeffrey would have known he probably was going to get away with it. You know, he just had too much on too many powerful people. And it's a shame. I really do believe he was murdered. Well, I don't know if it's a shame. I mean, I've got what he deserved, but.
But still, there was never the full accounting of everything that he did.
Yeah, I mean, no one deserves to die that way, but I mean, I don't believe he committed suicide.
Let's go to another caller, Andrea. Andrea, you're on the air.
Hi. I just want to first and foremost thank you so much for your advocacy and shedding some light on what occurred. And I think you're so brave. And I wanted to know if you had recently seen the new Blink Twice movie directed by Zoe Kravitz that sheds light on a very similar situation about women being whisked away to an island of a very prominent figure in the universe of that movie, of course. And some information about that, if you had seen anything about that, perhaps.
All right. Thank you so much for the call, Andrea. And so, Lisa, have you seen the film Blink Twice?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much for that, Andrea. I really appreciate that. It does take a lot to speak out. It's not easy. And I did see the movie. It was a good movie. And I love Zoe Kravitz, brilliant directing. And it was triggering. I can tell you, it wasn't easy watching those scenes of you know, women that are abused in that way.
Yeah, and it's these fictionalization of these events. Like, okay, it's a fictional story, but it helps process these types of behaviors. And so, you know, and typically that's what film does. That's what cinema does. It helps us, you know, think about these things and make sure that we're able to come up with, like, what is the human story here?
Yeah, bring it to light. This is what's happening. There are so many serial predators out there abusing women and people, yeah. Boys too. So that's why I'm bringing it to light. It's got to stop. They're just getting away with just abusing hundreds of women.
This week, Donald Trump, the former president, was on a podcast. He said that Jeffrey Epstein was a fantastic salesman and that he may, if he was elected, release, you know, he didn't give a firm answer, but he would say that he would possibly release the Epstein files. Some information has come out, but not everything. We still don't have the client list. Do you have any reaction to that?
Yes. Oh, I hope that is true. We need that client list. These people do need to be held accountable. I mean, I hope that's true. I didn't hear about that.
And so, and when he says that Jeffrey Epstein was an excellent salesman.
Oh boy, yes.
You know, but what was he selling?
Oh yes, he was the best. Oh, he was just selling the dream, you know? The ambitious person's dream, making that happen and just making you feel like you are powerful and, you know, yourself, which is a good thing too. Yeah, but he was selling that, you know, his agenda.
And he was selling young women.
Yeah, he definitely was, hundreds of them. Mm-hmm.
So you say we have an urgent need for policies that will prioritize the safety and well-being of women. Tell me what you're thinking.
Well, I'm just starting off with my podcast just to bring awareness out there. I feel like I have all this information and experience, and why am I keeping quiet about it? I just felt like this year I had to do something. And so the first step is just education and getting people to understand all the levels of why this happens. Because the first thing everyone says is, well, why did you stay? Why did you believe him? Why didn't you go to the police? Well, I'm going to educate you why they're getting away with these kinds of things. And there are still men out there still getting away with it because they feel like they're untouchable. Like Armie Hammer, he just said, right, when Piers Morgan, I felt like I was untouchable. That's why I was able to abuse all these women. I don't know if you know about that documentary that just came out. But these men are admitting, I'm untouchable. Nothing happens to us. So it starts there.
And so to push back against that, what do we need to see happen?
The change that needs to happen first is awareness, first understanding it. That's the reason why I created From Now On, is to first understand that. And then little by little, laws are changing, right? We have the Adult Survivors Act, where women were allowed to go back and prosecute or file against their abusers from 20 years ago. That was huge last year.
And do you want women to follow your example, speak out, talk to other women together, you know, sharing each other's stories? You can do it in confidence. You don't have to come out in public, do it, but you got to talk to somebody.
Yeah, you have to. It's so important. It's the only way we're going to see change. Those of us who are brave enough to speak out. You're right, David. That's it.
If you could talk to the young woman who was about to meet Jeffrey Epstein, what would you have told her?
Well, it's difficult to know when you're being manipulated and groomed. It is difficult. But having boundaries is very important. And just from the start, just putting those boundaries out there that, okay, I'm not going to step into that room with you. You know, don't close that door. You know, speaking up and advocating for yourself in the moment, because if they feel like you are a strong person, they will move on to the next one, because they can sniff out when someone is vulnerable, you know, or needs that extra attention, you know. So just standing up for yourself in the moment.
Lisa Phillips is a former fashion model, current model scout at Select Models New Los Angeles, and she survived Epstein's Island. Lisa Phillips, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, David. It's been a pleasure. I really appreciate it.
Good luck to you. And this is The Source on Texas Public Radio. We'll be right back.